right, and we are ready to move forward. Brother Ryle, I'm giving it over to you, sir.
All righty. Praise the Lord, everybody. This has been a long little journey, seems like. Longer than just a week. But, of course, our entire family got hit with this thing, and it took Christy and I and Mimi and the kids, and it flipped us upside down in every which way. But thank God through prayer. Thank God for medication. Thank the Lord for good rest and family that cares for us and the prayers of the saints. But this has been a deal. I was telling some of the folks that we were in contact with and text and speaking with that I've never been through anything like this. This has been that big of a deal to us. I know some folks are getting a milder case of it, and I can see where this can bring people down with oppression, and it's been a journey. But you know what, church? We don't need to let that get a hold of us. We don't need to let this fear get a hold of us, this depression or doubt or unbelief. God is still in control, and we are thankful for it. You know, God can take nothing and make it something. He can take a dead, dry seed, and he can multiply it. He can take a cursed situation with no hope, and he can make a blessing out of it. God can take a right and make a wrong, or make a wrong and make a right, rather. But, you know, there's been a lot of folks in our church been affected by this, and the devil would want nothing more than for us to lose our faith, to get into a place of depression and lose our faith and our promise and hope that we have in God. But, church, we rebuke that in Jesus' name. We're not standing for it. We're not going to believe it. We're not going to take that into our homes. We need each other to pray with one another, to encourage one another, and we're going to push back on this oppression in Jesus' name. Let me read you a quick scripture that's found in Psalms, and Psalms chapter 9. It says, "The Lord will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put thy trust in thee. For thou, O Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee." And church, we might be sick, we might be down, we might be hit with this thing, but we're not going to be out of it. We're not going to be out of this fight. We're trusting in the Lord. We know his name. And he says that he will be a refuge for us and unto us, yeah, for the oppressed. For those of you that are discouraged and feel like that you're struggling right now, that maybe you're not going to see the sunshine again, let me tell you, church, the Lord is our refuge. Amen. He is our refuge. He is our strength. Amen. I just wanted to read that to you tonight. And tomorrow we are looking forward to a good service. In the morning we have none other than Brother Mantooth going to be speaking with us or to us. And then tomorrow night we're going to have Brother B.J. Wilmoth. So we're looking forward to hearing from these two great men in our lives. And we just went to the park with the boys to kind of get out of the house for the first time, really, in several days, just to get some fresh air. And Sister Clark was there, and Brother Clark pulled up in church. He needs our prayers tonight. Brother and Sister Clark have both been affected by this as well. And I know for a fact he's lost, for sure, about 20 pounds. And he's not eating well. He is starting to drink okay. And let's just keep him in our prayers. Both Brother and Sister Clark need our strength, need our prayers, need the faith of the saints to lift them up. I think currently right now there is 47 in the church that have this virus. and others are experiencing flu-like symptoms. So we're just going to pray and believe that this stops here, that it stops now, and that our entire church will become or begin to be on the mend, and we're going to meet again, and we're going to have church again, and we're going to worship together again, like the song says. And so, church, let's really look forward to being a part of our services tomorrow. Let's dig in. Let's get our children around our these devices, and let's let God do something special for us, and let's let Him speak to us during this time. So, amen. We just want to let everybody know that we love you in Jesus' name, and we pray that you can get on tomorrow morning and tomorrow evening and be with us as a church family. So God bless you. We love you in Jesus' name. Brother Vic.
Thank you, Brother Rao. And as Brother Rao stated, we will be sending out a message shortly letting everyone know about the services for tomorrow morning. So everyone have a great night. In the name of Jesus, let's be prayerful. God bless everyone. Amen.